Hi there and welcome to this week's Oxcast. I'm here with Jesse Woods, the guitarist for the band Reef.
Hello there, Oxcast.
How are you doing, Jesse?
Very good, thank you, mate. Very good.
Cool. So, Reef, yes, we all remember them from the 90s, but there's a new resurgence and this is your sort of second tour in a year, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. I'm also a fan of Reef, now I'm in them. I was really into them, obviously, for the last 20 years. And this is our second tour, yes, starting... Well, we've got a couple of warm-up shows tonight. One warm-up show tonight, should I say, in Plymouth, and then tomorrow in Poole, and then we're coming to Oxford a week on Saturday the 5th, I believe.
Yes, it's the 5th. Cool. Have you been to Oxford before? Have you played here?
I haven't played there for a long time, and I can't remember when it was. But yeah, it'd be my first time for a long time.
Great, yeah. No, it's a fun town, and you're playing at the O2, which is a biggish venue. It's a fun place to play, anyway.
Oh, great! Yeah, never been there.
Cool. Are you excited for the big tour? This is so your last tour. You joined the band coming for last summer, didn't you?
It's coming up to 2 years ago. I did the audition.
2 years ago. April. Very yeah. Cool. Yeah. And that tour was kind of the band going around and raising awareness again and the kind of big hits type thing. Yeah.
Yes.
But this one is more new material, right?
Yeah, the last one was me also joining the band, having learnt all the songs, sort of first big tour, which was great fun. This time, yeah, we've been writing a lot of tunes, with me writing with them, and it's sounding really great, actually. Hopefully everyone will like them.
I'm sure we will. So yeah, how's the writing process been going? Because coming into a band that's so well established is, you know, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, yeah, it's been amazing personally. I'm thoroughly enjoying every moment. But we sort of, it happens in many different ways. It's all very magical the way it happens, but it's really great when we all just jam and something comes out as a foursome. Also, I played with Kim in another band. So I got to know how he plays, and I love his guitar playing, so it's been a real pleasure to learn his riffs, put my own thing into it, and then with that in mind, sort of write some songs with the other three. It's been really great, actually. Really enjoyed it.
Cool, yeah. So the new album is going to be released, it's kind of after the tour, isn't it? In the summer sometime, or later this year, anyway.
Well, we've got a single being released, as well as a live album, where there's a couple of new songs played live on the live album, and that's March the 11th, I believe.
Cool.
So, yeah, and then afterwards, yeah, definitely we'll be making a studio album, which is what I'm very excited about also.
Great, cool. And so this new single, that's How I Got Over, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So, is this a Mahalia Jackson cover?
Well, it's a traditional gospel song.
Okay.
Which Aretha Franklin did on one of her live albums, I think it was Fillmore, in 1972 or something like that. And yeah, we love it. We've just done our version of it, and Gary sings amazingly on it. And it's going down pretty well so far. We played with Chris Evans, and hopefully it'll be picked up by a few other radio stations and hopefully enjoyed by, you know, many people.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool single, actually. I mean, we were listening to it the other day. Yeah. I mean, what's fun about it is that in a lot of Reef's older stuff, you know, there is that kind of underlying gospel vibe. And I suppose it was happening a lot kind of in the early noughties that a few bands were doing it. But this is kind of Reef, it's coming out in the song a lot more. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great fun. I mean, it's not like riffy. Like Reef could be like Hemming's riffs and my riffs, but I've been playing rhythm, you know, and through a Leslie cabinet, so it gives like almost sounds like an organ or something in my part if you listen carefully. So it's been great just doing the old sort of soul rhythm, gospel rhythm on it, you know, very simply, but it's quite effective, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it is really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you like it anyway, thank you.
No problem. Yeah, and we really like the video as well, actually. So to those of you who haven't watched it yet, it's Reef just in his tour bus bombing around Cornwall, going surfing, having a laugh.
Yeah.
Did it actually happen? Was it all real?
It's all real, and Dom, the drummer's lovely wife, Heidi Greensmith, directed it and got it all together for us, which is great. That's all family. Yeah, it's a good vibe video. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And you sort of, are you sponsored or affiliated with Butter Boardwax as well?
We did some, yeah, they did a part of the tour with them back then. We're not actually sponsored, but for a little while we were sort of affiliated with them. They're all our friends, really, and it was just great fun being with them.
Yeah. No, it is really cool. I need to get into more surfing, I think. I did try once.
So do I. I'm in London. There's no surfing on the Thames.
Well, the tide goes out, you can ride that, can't you? But no, so it's gonna be really fun, I think, playing new stuff at the gigs and taking that on tour.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to come down.
Yeah. So I mean, so obviously you're helping write stuff now. How different is the new material to the old stuff? You have a very different style to Kevin and stuff, but kind of how do you think it's different? Like, what kind of direction do you think you're going in?
Well, it's hard to answer that, really, because you'd have to make your own mind up when you hear it. But I think it's hard because I don't like comparing myself to anybody. But it's very laid back, my sort of guitar style playing, and got a 60s sort of. It's just me coming through with the band.
No, that's cool. I mean, it's a mad thing that you just audition for this band and then you get in and then suddenly you're playing for them. How did that all work? How did it all go down?
Oh, well, they were, Dom, Gary and Jack were auditioning guys.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Dom about getting guys, not thinking of myself. And then I think they got to about 8 or 9 guys and Dom rang up and said, oh, can you just have a go, Jeff? And I suddenly thought, oh, God, yeah. So I learned a few songs, and from the moment I walked in, I played Figures Comeback Riot. It just felt great, and a ray of sunshine came into the studio at the same time, so it's all good. And from then on, it's just been great, really. It's been great. So I'm a fan as well as, you know, their mate. I've known, I knew their stuff, used to listen to it loads, so, you know, it's all part of the learning, existing, and, you know. It was brilliant, magical, fun.
I mean, it's clear that it comes through as well. You know, if you watch kind of live videos of you on YouTube and that, like the band gels so well now and everything. And it's good to see that you're all playing so well together. And,
Yeah, Dom's just here. Say hi, Dom. Hi, Dom.
Hiya. But are you looking forward to the live shows? I mean, this tour is probably going to be a little bit different, isn't it? But a similar audience, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, definitely.
We've
got Andy Wallace, a guy playing, one of my friends, playing keyboards and two noises too. So it's a 5-piece this tour for a bit, which is nice. So
that's fun.
Got some Hammond and some Whirly and all that coming in on some of the songs.
That would be really cool.
It's different, it's definitely different to the last year's tour. So.
Yeah,
it's good.
What's your favourite reef?
My favourite reef?
What's your favourite reef?
Reef song, you mean?
Or no, reef. As in reef.
Great Barrier Reef.
It's a good one. I like that one.
I've never been there, but I've heard it's nice.
Cool. Thanks very much. Yeah,
that's all right, mate.
Good luck for the gig, and you know, drop by and see us if you're around.